Tim Burton by Keeley Burroughs. Throughout Tim Burton's works, he uses mood, lighting, setting, and camera angles to make timeless films and short stories. In my first paragraph, I explain how Burton uses camera angles and Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children to give the audience members a feeling of wonder and delight. In the scene where Emma Bloom is putting the chipmunk back in a tree, the camera is panning at her at a medium angle as she is showing off her powers. The background responds with her as the wind blows, causing the leaves to shake in a slow, peaceful way. This creates a feeling of wonder because the audience didn't know of her powers. In my next paragraph, I talk about how he uses lighting and effects to create the mood. Basically, to sum this up, while Alice is falling down the rabbit hole, he uses special effects such as the books falling upward while she is falling downward, and the lighting to create a mood of whimsical confusion. In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Burton uses shots, framing, and camera movement to make dramatic effect. To summarize this in the shortest way possible, as they are going up in the great glass elevator, the camera focuses on the speed of the elevator and also the expressions to make a dramatic effect on the entire scene. Throughout all of his work, Burton uses camera angles, shots, framing, and setting, also lighting, to breathe life into his stories. The work and effort put into each and every one of his works is outstanding. With that, his work will be remembered throughout the years.